Oakland Zoo was able to save twice as many baby herons from the streets of downtown Oakland this year than they did last. KCBS's Megan Goldsby explains how.
They formed the Heron Rescue Team, an official small crew this year with funding for those rescues.
Unofficially, in the previous years, we saved something like 70 birds, so we pretty much doubled that number.
Yes, they took in 140 of the baby black-crowned night herons from March of this year until mid-August, explains Noelle Dolan with the Oakland Zoo, who was the Heron team lead.
We went around with flyers and postcards that we had a heron hotline number. So we just let everyone know, hey, like, it's heron nesting season, and you may start seeing these baby birds falling out of their trees and running around on the ground. Don't worry, call us and we'll handle it.
And they did, doing sweeps of the most popular spots each day and picking up baby birds gathered by homeowners and shopkeepers. They end up on the ground as they try to learn to fly, but can then get easily killed because there are so many cars and people around.
So once we save them, we would drive them to our vet hospital just for a quick intermediary checkup.
And then on to the International Bird Rescue. The rescue season did have to be wrapped up slightly early when avian flu was tracked nearby. Dolan says they couldn't risk bringing the illness into the zoo where so many birds are kept. But by now, all of the baby herons should be out of their nests for the most part. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.